podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I think my record, I forget, I always want to say it's 47, but I think it's 27 seconds to take this thing. It's so easy to set up and take down. It's so nice with the screens now and how it comes with workouts and things for the players to do. You will not be disappointed in it. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $400. You said it right. I went to them and I said, I got to take care of my people. $350 is not enough. You mentioned Coach Unplugged, and they'll give you $400 off your next purchase. So go over and check it out. Also, go over and check out ttubes.com for coaches who want to get better. It's what allows me to put this podcast out every day. And it's what allows me to put all the free resources and things I do out into the world. It pays the bills. So go over and check it out. 14-day free trial. It is a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is everything that you need. You get my email address. You're able to contact me. You're able to jump in our office hours. You're able to find anything. If we don't have it, we'll find it for you along with a 14-day free trial. So go over and check that out. Also, we'd love if you love these podcasts. We'd love you if you went over and checked out High School Hoops or the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast or the Funnel Down Defense Podcast. We'd love if you go check those out. We'd also love if you left a 5-star review.
Now, if you got a video or a PDF or anything now.
I've got a video of I've been reading a bunch of people looking for, like, stuff to go against junk defense.
Oh, let's do that. That'd be good.
Matchup. It's a YouTube. The YouTube video is way better than watching my team run it.
Okay. Let's do that. And then we can talk about that. That'd be good.
Okay. Let's see. So this is probably where the best stuff is from right now. Europe for like the last 15 years.
It is.
So we've ran this and like ran some different forms. You guys can see my stuff, right?
Yep.
So we run a lot of horn stuff, and this is like a wheel around the other horns guy. We don't get that very often. They just show it a couple times here at the beginning. So it's like a wheel with the other two guys followed by a ball screen. They didn't get to it there either.
So it's a wheel and a wheel, and then.
Yeah, and then that big, they're showing like all the options right now. I think it comes to the ball screen here in just a second. So your point guard would come back up top. We usually have like one guy that can go off a ball screen. But it just creates a lot of movement. And
wait, can you back that one up there?
Yeah.
Was that last one? Did he set it? Was that like a pick and roll?
Yeah. Okay. So after the point guard cuts through like all the way to the basket, if he doesn't get it, and he wheels back up to like, we take him all the way to the volleyball line to get great spacing. And
yeah, all our courts will have a volleyball line. This thing doesn't have one, but yeah.
Yeah. And then this big, it's, I don't know if you can see my mouse. It's,
yeah,
we just kind of set him at the elbow facing the rim too. So if his man helps, just dives right to the basket. And like, we don't want a guy to shoot like a 17-foot jumper anyways, but he's going to turn around and set a ball screen starting more in these actions.
So he faked to go to the pick and yeah.
Yep.
You do this against man. Why, what are you doing this against?
We'll run it against anything, but like, to kill time at the end of the game, to like just nothing. Like, if we just need some organization, we'll do it. We love it against matchup zone, or against, we'll even run it against like a box and one.
We run kind of a wheel set against as a delay that works really well because it's hard to trap out of it.
Like, if teams are really good and aren't going to give us a good look off our first action, we ran it then.
So basically, one big kind of stays always within the paint area and extended, right? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
So you basically assign a – so that 14
like if you had the
guy,
kid that can only
– that big boy, all he was doing was screening.
Yeah. He's pass blocking.
Yeah, replay that one. And then he ends up getting the ball. This would actually be a good one to show the kids. Because watch, he gets it. He gives it up. He screens. And then eventually he gets it back. I love that.
Because I had a kid that was terrible on offense, but a Division I wide receiver – and could just play defense for us, and we put him in that spot, and he could just screen and get a layup if they gave it to him.
Yeah, there's a cool God, I think it's like St. Joseph College in Maine or something like that. And they run like a five out offense, and they call that spot like the dunker spot, but he mainly sits in the spot, the slot area, but he doesn't move around like that in the paint. Like they
I know. Do. I love that. And so here's my counter. It's like, I'm not even going to guard that big boy then. What happens if I just sag off him? Cause he ain't gonna.
That's when we put him at the elbow. And if like you help on somebody else, he's got like that dunker rim mentality of
right.
Just go right to the rim. Okay. Get a layup. Because, I mean, we're in the highest level of basketball in Illinois, and I still always have somebody that can't score.
Well, I got somebody next year, and it's like he's a good football player, and he's a good athlete, and he can make a layup and defend, but he can't, like, shoot outside 6 feet probably. So, yeah.
And we run a lot of horn stuff because we see so much different levels of pressure or zone matchup, all kinds of stuff, and it's just always been – good look for us.
I like that. I like that. That would work against a box and one too, I think.
And like, even if they denied our point guard, which tends to be who we get a lot of the box against or has been for us, like just running through there tends to get them a little bit of space and they lose them a little bit easier. But like, if we see, we'll run it a lot at the beginning. We see a couple of matchup teams, like in a Thanksgiving tournament we usually play in. And like, that's been really good for it. And just like when you don't have,
if you get any pressure on that wing, I think it would help a lot too, maybe.
Yeah.
And the reversal. Okay. I like that. Thank you. That was awesome.
Brett, where are you at in Illinois?
Right outside of Chicago. So Hinsdale.
Okay. I'm in Florida now, but I grew up in Illinois.
Okay. Yeah. I've been all over the state. I grew up in Central Illinois and have
for the people that are listening, people in Wisconsin call people from Illinois fibs. So just so you know that. So anyway, yeah. I'll let you figure out what the FIB is for. But it's usually Northern Wisconsin calls them fibs. But we'll let you figure out what that
means. It's a great vacation land for us up there.
It is. It's the effing Illinois bastards, basically, is the way it goes. But yes, you can fill in the F word, but it's like all the everybody north of, like, Madison doesn't care, but anything north of Portage, that's what they think of Illinois people, to be honest with you.
Nice.
I don't blame them.
It's in a lot of ways, it's a direct, it's like the Great Outdoors. What movie was that? Great Outdoors or
John Candy? Come on,
it was John Candy. That was like that one.
Dan Aykroyd. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah, and then all those, like, northern Wisconsin on Golden Pond is a real old one, but that was based on Easter. Yeah, that was a great movie, too. All right, anybody else have stuff to share? Jump in.
I have, like, an out-of-bounds play, but this is my first call, so I'm a little embarrassed to share. And I can draw it on a whiteboard. I got from, like, a Mike Fratello coaching camp I went to back in the day.
And you want us to look at it? Yeah, you can do that.
I run it all the time, and it works. I'm sure you guys have very similar stuff.
I'd love to see it. Do you want to – yeah, just if you have it on
– it's just like very similar. I just draw X's for offensive players, if that's okay.
Yep. You
know, here's a baseline. I'm terrible about this. Sorry.
Yeah, this is hard. It's a hard drawing tool.
I teach high school, and I'm just still like Zoom, and I'm like, ah, and I was like, please don't judge me for this. So anyway, usually my three-man takes it out, if there is such a thing as a three-man anymore, by the way, obviously. Another big man here, another big man here. They're a little bit wider, have our guards here.
Okay, and then where are they in relation? Where's the free throw line?
Thank you.
Okay, like that.
It's actually higher.
Okay.
It should be like up to here. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
Then they screen across right here, okay?
Yep.
All the way out, he's coming off the screen here as well. This guy's going to set a screen to the three-point line.
Okay.
So he'll end up here.
So the double screen.
Right, double screen, bam. That's always wide open, but that's not the big play showstopper because that's always wide open. This guy that set the screen just kind of drifts out a little bit. This guy comes over after setting that screen to here for a screen for this guy who comes over. Mm-hmm. Action here, down set. So you pass here to here every time it works. Every time it works, like depending on what you need. Like I've run this so many times, that's why I just want to share it here. Like that, if you need a three, usually the double screen will pop it for you. But if not, because of the play action, I mean the action that's happening underneath here, which I'm sorry with this ugly, ugly thing that's put here. There's so much action here when that big man comes across to set the screen right here and he just drop steps to here, wide open off that pass.
And is that, does that work? That won't, I mean, what happens if someone zones you?
Zones us? Yeah, well, yeah, I was just running that off the man, but it depends. Then we can overload it, right? Adjust it for the side. But I've run that, like, I don't know how many times for winners off either a three or two.
Has anybody ever switched on it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the,
definitely. I mean, because he's definitely, he comes up a double screen, which is fine, right? But double using the action underneath, right, sets him up for the layup. Right, that's what I'm looking for. That little second pass, they overreact to that guy coming out top. Again, you know, if they don't, then he just shoots the three, and you rely on the guy coming off the double screen. Again, just a very simple play for my first share, but it's worked for me every time that I've needed it. Now, again, it hasn't scored for me every time. The shot's been there for me every time.
You get the ball in though, which is.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm telling you, though, I've run the same out-of-bounds play. Now, we're not scoring as much as 20 years ago, but I've run one out-of-bounds play in my league, and it's just like that, super simple. It's like an X and a kick, and then if it's all about – I'm convinced the more and more I do this, it's really about reads.
Agree. Like, and I do it off the, also not off the slap. I do it off the ref hand. And that's one thing I tell my players, like, if no one's ready set, then you got to tie your shoe or whatever. Like, they have to be set when you get the ball from the – I'm not doing a slap off that. We're doing immediately hand – as soon as you get the ball from the ref, we're in motion. That's also key to that too, because you catch a lot of people with that.
I think misdirections are big in out-of-bounds plays. I just think – yeah. And this is something I do too, tournament. I mean, I'm always tweaking them. Like, I would run that, and then I would fake the double and go the other way.
There's so many, like, variations.
Like, because we'd have a 1-1 fist call or something. The one would be that guy coming off that double, and then the next one, he'd come off the first one, he'd deny it, and he'd go back, and it'd be like, they know it. I know. Yeah.
That's the other one I run off, depending on if it's a second day of the tournament or whatever. Like, the seven coming off the double screen, cuts hard off the first, right into the paint. And if he's unopen, the other guy flashes high, et cetera. Like, there's like five variations you can easily run off this.
I like that. And where do you start? Do those two guys at the elbow? Where were those two guys at the elbow?
The lower two guys were at the elbow, and the higher two guys are kind of like right at the three-point line, just a little below it.
Okay.
Just a little below it. And I got it from Mike Fratello's basketball camp. Way back in the day. And it
I know. I'm telling you, I got mine from like the 90s, and it still works. It's, if we find a good one.
He still had hair, and he was running. It was
awesome. Trust me. I know. Trust me. Being cooped up in a house with my 16-year-old is going to cause me to lose all my hair. Trust me.
All right, Steve, I got one. You guys might.
Okay, let's see.
You guys might judge me, but this actually just won.
Well, you're wearing a Titleist thing, but that's okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Okay, I'm gonna be right back. I gotta go deal with a dog issue. You guys got it. Can you share it? Good. All right, I'll be right back.
All right. Can you guys see it?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Hey, there it is.
All right. So we run this almost every. Our girls' IQ is not great, so we can't get super complicated. But we actually won a game last week.
Hey man. There you go.
We didn't run this play at all. We had very few out of bounds plays during the game, and we came out and ran this. It's normally only works against the zone, but it's very simple. It's so simple, and you guys have probably all seen it. But this is basically, we call this box.
I like that play.
Yeah, just about the most simple thing you can think of.
When you shift the box to the side, it just these like look at this girl over here on the block closest to. She's not guarding anybody.
Yeah, no man's land.
She stood there the whole time. Like, this didn't even move.
I refer to that as guarding air. Like, I go, my dead grandma can guard air. What are you doing? You're just standing there.
And that's where in film, they're like, Coach, you told me to do a 2-3.
I know. I'm supposed to stand there. I go, well, you're supposed to defend somebody. What are you doing?
But that's kind of like what you referred to in you know, doing plays or any formation. It's about the reads that you're making. And it's the same thing with defense as well, is you can put the most dynamic and do it, but it's in the moment of the game, it's, you know.
One of the things I've learned with out of bounds plays too is it's first of all, the person that throws it in is the most important. And the second thing is you got to teach them reads. Like, you should be looking here, and then you're going to, like, it's like a football, it's like a court, like, the guy, the person throwing it in has to be like a quarterback. You know, it's like, if you're looking down the side, I mean, the D back knows where you're going to throw the ball. Like, you got to, like, there's all those little nuances. Like, this is your first look. This is your second look. I mean,
That's where the simplicity comes in too. And like, cause I started as a football coach, and you know, you can run a really complicated scheme, but you know, it's an open option. That's why I love sideline. I'm so excited to put that in.
Sideline. I'm telling you right now, sideline will, yeah, you get the ball.
I may just use it for every
time.
Yeah.
It's
a
man zone. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It gets keep people nervous because the point guard's throwing it in, but you will get it in.
It also helps depending on the talent that you have too, because it puts the ball in the best player's hands, and you know, obviously that the guy that comes off, you know, offside, that's ultimately going to catch the ball and then essentially do an extended handoff.
Right. So you can put the football guy there catching it, but then there's no way, unless they're slow as molasses in January, that guy throwing it in is not going to be able to get the ball back. I've never had a problem getting it back.
It'll take one practice, I'm sure. Like, that's what it'll take.
Did I miss sideline, Steve?
It's in Teach Hoops. Have you not seen it?
No.
I'll draw it.
When I saw it, I was like, "Dang it!"
So
man.
Simple.
Like, but how did I have this? Like, it's so simple.
Hold on. I'm gonna get rid of my monitor. I got too many things plugged in here. Let's see if I can.
I mean, so Steve, how often do you hit the screener and then they go to the sideline? How often do you have to kind of divert?
Very rarely.
Yeah.
I'm usually throwing it back to my point guard, and then we're just going. Right. Because we got that guy there already. It depends on my team, but I usually put him right here. Okay. Put a guy here. And then the person throwing it in. Okay, and I'm going to – I have my bar up there, so I can't really –
So this is the baseline play, even though
it's called sideline? We're going this way. It's called sideline. You'll see why it's called sideline.
No worries. I just was confused because I thought it was a sideline.
Yeah. So we're throwing the ball, and the ball's here. Okay. And this is my automatic, don't no problem. You can always get it in. Like, literally, you know, playing an NBA, you'll be able to get it in. You might not be able to do anything with it after that. Okay, so this will work against zone, but especially against man. So we call it sideline because these two guys, this guy is going to fake and go deep. And he's got to kind of read a little bit. So the ball's on this side, okay? We're going to get a screen here. And you can do it either way. It doesn't matter. But he's going to screen. He's going to go here. And then he's going to kick back to the sideline. So we're basically moving everyone to the side. This guy fakes deep and comes up. Ball goes from here to here. Oops. And then this guy cuts and gets it. I've never not been able to get the ball. It seems simple. We call it sideline because we're basically moving. And you can do it the other way. This guy can set a screen here and he can cut up and then go back. I like this method better. But these two are basic on the sideline. So one of them will end up like right here. One will end up right here. One will end up right here. This guy will end. So think about the defender here. And again, my high school coach would have hated that I used X for because O's for offense. He hated when I – anyway. you're supposed to use O's for offense. But anyway, so think about this defender. What's he worried about? He's worried about getting beat deep, right?
Yeah.
And whoever's guarding the person throwing it in, let's say they even double team here or do something, or this guy is going so he knows he's going down that sideline that as soon as he catches it, now this pass to this catch we have to work on a little bit. Sometimes we can do it as a handoff, sometimes we can do it as a pass. So this is my point guard because I want the ball in his hand. So whenever I need him to shoot a free throw or something, I'll just run this, he can get it in. And then this has to be the guy that's relatively strong and can catch the ball, but they're going to have space in here. There's lots of space because
the only thing I anticipate with it is to make sure the point guard, once he catches it, to get back towards the middle.
So yes.
Then he can attack, right?
Yes.
Like his first dribble needs to.
Well, the thing is, if there's no one here, he's fine because this guy's finding space. So I'm okay with him staying on this sideline because no one's going to – this guy's going to follow him up. So I'm okay with him just going down the sideline because
– That's fair.
He's probably going to be – if they're in man, they don't want to get beat deep. This guy doesn't want – this guy is not going to be open.
I was thinking more of a zone, though, is that they may have a guy lingering, you know, like a safety.
And they might what they sometimes do, well, we'll take the guy guarding the guy throwing it in and put him, like, in here. Uh-huh. Well, great. How are you going to defend someone that's throwing it in and cutting as fast as they can? It's literally not defendable because there's no one here. Now, if they start cheating off one of these, which I have had happen, one of these two guys will cheat over here and try to get this steal, then he's going to go here, then we go the opposite direction, and we just clear out. But that takes three. We're already up enough by that point. It doesn't really matter. But it's in my it's in T-tubes and under press breaks. People like Badger, but I like this is the one against man. When I'm ever getting pressured, I'll do this, or I'll do like I'll send one guy deep, and I'll kind of do an X, kind of put two guys at the elbow at the end of a game. But yeah, everyone in our league knows we run that, and they still can't stop it. And man, you can't stop it. And man, I can't stop it. That's the problem, is I can't stop it against other people. So. We usually try to follow the guy that catches it when we have issues with it, because he doesn't tend to be quite as good a free throw shooter. But
yeah, we're fortunate this year. We haven't really gotten pressed. So when you said sideline, I thought it was like a sideline out of bounds.
Oh, I can give you a sideline. I'd have to dig some of those out. But
I did too. I was like, wait.
No, sideline is what I call that press break.
I like it, though. I get it.
It is a good one. You can steal that. It will work. I guarantee it.
It's stolen.
Well, everything's stolen at some point. All right, what else? Who hasn't shared or wants to share?
I got one here.
Okay.
Jordan.
It's a similar horn set thing. That
Jordan had COVID if he jumped in late, too. So he's –
Yeah.
He looks okay.
I'm 1-0 against COVID this year.
1-0.
Yeah.
I got to remind me, Steve, to tell you what happened with our school at the end.
Did you see that the kid from Florida had COVID and then he said heart problems now?
Oh, is that – did they say he had it?
Crap.
So that's gonna affect – I don't know. I don't know if it will affect college, but it might trickle down to high school. Like, ooh, right. People are –
You know, my brother, you know, coaches football, and if they get COVID, they have to do the heart test before they get – you know.
They have to do it.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. What is that, Jordan?
This is a random app called Tactical iPad that I found on my Mac because I was trying to sign into my FastDraw, and I have it on my iPad, but it wouldn't let me on my Mac for whatever reason. So.
And this works on the Mac or works on the iPad?
This is off my Mac.
And what's it called?
Tactical iPad Basketball. Yeah, I've been messing with
it. I'm telling you, I haven't found a really good – you like it?
It's okay. They have a paid version, it looks like, that has, like, animation. So once, like, you make your play, draw your lines and everything, it'll actually move the pieces for you through it, it looks like, in a paid version.
Okay.
Which would be nice. I love using FastDraw on my iPad.
I love FastDraw, too, but I wish the pieces moved.
Yeah. Yeah, but it looks like this. Like, I don't know what the whole, like, I don't know if you can see. Like, apparently I'm the Jaguars, like, okay. Just default for some reason. Yep. I don't really know.
Okay, but, that's fine.
Okay, so we're starting to switch to some more horn stuff just because our point guard is really taking over, doing well between him and one of our posts. So we start with giving – pass here to the high post, and then that side guard is get a dive. We have some action where the point guard kind of comes off for handoffs and things like that, but this one's more for our big guy. The point guard is just going to cut. I'm trying to actually move the pieces so you guys can see it a little bit easier.
So, yeah, so the guy is down. That SG should be on the corner.
Right. There we go.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, ball is there.
And where does he end up?
All the way. Point guard cut all the way opposite. And then the small forward here will kind of – will set up a cut. And this flat cut tends to be open, at least like when we go. We haven't really used him much in a game yet, but scrimmaging against each other in practice, he's not had any problem getting open right there. So it's kind of like set up, getting beneath the center, use him as a screen and a rub off. And as that that's happening, the shooting guard's going to come down to the block. We want to be able to get that hand off. If he can turn the corner at all, fine. But let the power forward pop and then set a guard to post back screen. And that's really where we're looking to try to get inside more.
Okay, so what are you trying to get out of this?
So main thing is, so if we don't have that, what we just added is back screen into a staggered to let our point guard, usually he curls off of it right there and get it back in his hands, because he's become one of our leading scorers. We thought it was going to be a little bit more even this year in terms of scoring totals, but he's been carrying us pretty well. And then just trying to get our five is pretty versatile and can score down there, but he's not good at getting position on his own, if that makes sense. So we're trying to create some opportunities for him, make it easier until it starts computing a little bit in his head more to do it himself.
I was going to ask in the meeting later to talk about more like zone stuff, just because everything we do is against zone because of what they play. But anything we do out of man is out of the 1-4 high set, because I love it.
Yeah.
A lot of horn stuff, a lot of 1-4 high. And so I like that a lot.
Like I said,
I think it gives you a lot of options. I like that. And what do you go into if you don't score on that then?
So most of our stuff is our traditional stuff that we normally use is like pistol set stuff, going attacking corners and baseline, and it always leads to full round one or five out if we wanted to. So if he doesn't get it off this, we can literally just pop and we're in full round one passing cut for the most part. So
okay. No, I like that. I like that.
The main issue that we've had is, like, we like this our shooting guard setting the back screen, because he's pretty much the same size as the point guard. He's just a good spot-up shooter. Our small forward, though, does not always make a good decision. And he's all – between our 3, 4, and 5, they're all relative to the same size for the most part. They're all, like – I mean, Northeast Tennessee, so we're all, like, 6'2" to 6'4", 6'5". And when we run it with him – it's a little bit easier switch. Like, he doesn't get as much of a mismatch down there. I mean, he can still score off of it. It just becomes a little bit harder inside. So with the guard setting the back screen, we get the mismatch, but we struggle with decision making over here. And then vice versa, the guard can make a little bit better decision, but then they got a little bit better coverage inside.
Yeah, I think that gives you I think the high 1-4 is a good option in all aspects, because I think it spaces the floor well.
Yeah.
Do you what percentage of times do you get a shot before you get to this point?
We can generally get it to the post. We can generally get it down there.
Okay.
Okay.
So then it's working. If you can get it to the post, it's working.
Yeah.
Everything's going to open up at that point then, I think.
What defense are you mostly going against?
Man.
Man.
Most of man. Yeah, we've seen like one zone all year and it wasn't a very good one. Is a rebuilding team.
No, I think that's good. Anybody, any other input?
I was going to ask Jordan, do you have how much trouble do you have getting it into the post on the entry?
If the timing's right, it's pretty straightforward.
Hey everybody, if you like the podcast, make sure you subscribe, like, leave a review, jump up and down, run around your house, whatever you need to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.